Well, you'll sleep for a minute.
No, no, dude, you can't. We have...
Trust me.
No, man, we have huge test, Trotsky. We have to read about Trotsky.
Trotsky can wait, man. I need to sleep here.
Isn't that a movie? Late 70s? I'm so confused.
Okay.
Trotsky can wait?
I'm just gonna go to sleep for... a minute,
wait,
and then when I wake up, we can, we can get ready, we can go over to the studio, and we can do the show.
Okay, good. A minute's a good idea. Okay. I'll sleep for a minute, too. Has it been a minute? Is it a minute yet?
No, dude, it's been about 3 seconds. If you would just relax.
Alright.
Just relax, okay? I'm just gonna sit here on the couch. Everything's gonna be fine. Whoa. This is kind of crazy. I think we're in the middle of a dream. Hey.
Is this my dream or your dream?
Well, I realized that we're in a dream first, so I'm claiming this is my dream.
Yeah, but... No, look, I just ran through a wall. I have superpowers. It's my dream. I always dream about having superpowers.
Oh, look, I'm invisible. Can't see me. My dream.
Good point. Oh, yeah, but Christy Turlington naked. You don't even like Christy Turlington.
Damn it. It's the eyebrows. Well, what do you want to do?
Wait a minute, but she doesn't have any eyebrows. So maybe this is your dream.
Well, I'm a big fan of the Mona Lisa. It's my dream.
Sweet.
All right, you have to wear a clown costume now.
Oh, man. Oh, yeah? Well, you have to wear like a sombrero. And I want you to have a fishtail for a nose. Oh, okay, I'll take the fishtail away. You can't breathe like that. You know what we need? We need Mark. Mark's real good at this dream interpretation.
Well, he usually takes a nap right before the show, too. Maybe we could float over to his...
All right. His dream space.
His dream space, which is directly above his head at all times, wherever his body is.
Well, where's his body?
I don't know. Are we north of Neo? Are we anywhere near university?
Hold on. Let me ask this large floating penguin. Excuse me, large floating penguin. Dream fragment person. Penguin.
Father lust. Mother avoid.
I think we're north of Neil.
It's not quite as helpful as the directory in the mall.
No. But yeah.
All right, let's float this way.
All right, let's just go this way.
Sister Panic!
What's up with that guy?
I don't know. He's a crazy penguin man.
Oh, whoa. It's getting kind of dark and moist.
I think we're getting close. Mark is kind of a dark and moist person. Here, look, feel. Can you feel it? Push.
See?
All right, let's just get through this.
What is that coming out of the speaker? Is that insane?
All right, I'm insulted.
Oh, jeez, Mark. I never want to get to know you this close.
Get insulted. Oh, man. Did I sound as weird outside as I thought I did?
Dude. Yeah, you sounded pretty...
Sound like a snork on the surface?
Something like that. It was flopping around.
Yeah, my little snork thing can't... Mark. Mark, are you around? Mark.
Ooh, Mark's all intellectual in his dreams. He doesn't appear he does in life.
No, but look, just what I thought. Look, there's Karl Marx having breakfast with Woody Allen. Yeah, this is exactly what I expected, Mark said.
Drinking Mai Tais. How fitting.
Oh, man.
Psst, over here.
Who are you?
Surely you realize who I am. No, of course you don't.
No.
But surely you do now. No, of course you don't. I'm Leon Trotsky.
I should have thought about it.
Makes sense.
Stands right. For reason.
Don't you realize I've fully transferred the means of control over the dream to you too in order to teach you about my theories, which you have a paper due in, 2 hours now.
So wait, the whole time we were actually in your dream? So you're responsible for our superhuman powers and me being invisible and clown costume?
Well, as representative of the state, I initiated the creation and the bureaucratic processes which led to the formation of the dream, but I have now transferred control
really
of the dream
dreams.
Over
Mark really
totally to you.
It's
lame.
You're going to flunk if you don't learn my theories.
You think we could drag Trotsky back into our...
Don't you see? Dreams are like industrial production.
Kind of on the paper.
I think he could. And we could kind of just have him hovering over our headspace in the class.
Hey, Trotsky.
Yes?
Look, it's Elvis. Wow. Trotsky's got a glass jaw. He went down pretty easy.
Trotsky's a big wimp.
He is.
I'm working on an essay on that.
All right, well, hey, let's look around and see if there's anybody else interesting. Maybe we can work into our paper. Let's see.
No. Marx is asleep.
Zsa Zsa Gabor.
I don't want to wake him.
Why is Zsa Zsa Gabor wearing pasties?
No, but David Hasselhoff is too.
Mark's psyche is a strange and deranged place.
David Hasselhoff gives a mean lap dance, apparently. Did you see the way he's grinding on Zsa Zsa?
Wow. Pasties to pasties with Zsa Zsa Gabor.
I think that was a talk show back in the late 70s.
Hello, I'm David Hasselhoff.
And I'm Zsa Zsa Gabor.
Perhaps you'd like us to explain our reasoning for this.
Sure,
I'm torn.
Not? Yeah, no, I want to know.
All right.
I want, inquiring minds want to know, what's up with the pasties, guys?
Moon. Moon.
This is creepy.
Moon. See, that could be moon units.
Moon's over my hammy.
Always a fair choice when at Denny's. Nope, I don't know.
No, I don't have any idea what moons might
be. Too cryptic.
Can you be less cryptic?
Well then, if you don't understand Zsa Zsa's exhortations, perhaps I will make it clear for you by drawing you into the pasty vortex!
That was the lamest special effect I've ever seen. I mean, it's kind of neat
all
that bark. A vortex has opened up on its nipple, but...
All bark, no bites, Zsa Zsa.
Hasselhoff, you're washed up.
Yeah.
That's really rude.
Wow, Hasselhoff went down like a sack of potatoes.
Had a glass jaw.
He's a wimp.
Everybody's got glass jaws in here.
Let's see who else we got around here.
We better get...
Oh, wait, you think it's been a minute?
I think so. Well, it's hard to tell, though.
I don't know, time moves strangely in
I know, it's kind of like a Dali painting.
All right, let's just look around one more, because I'd like to find Mark.
Probably for the best. He's pretty smart. He might be
Mark,
able to study.
Mark.
Mark. Maybe.
Milkshakes. Milkshakes. Chocolate milkshakes.
Sarcasm.
Post-literate theory.
Yes.
Jokes that involve...
Bitter hatred.
Intellectuals and pop culture.
Okay.
Orson Welles in the Transformers movie. Come on, yes. I know you're around here somewhere.
Completely undoing someone's mental stability.
Yes.
Hello. I'm dressed. I'm ready.
Sweet. Mark's waking up inside of his own dream.
This is gonna be creepy. He's not gonna be happy about this.
Wait, what the hell?
He's even grumpy in his dream.
Yeah, he is.
Okay, well, obviously there's two things that could have gone on here. I wet my pants, and that caused a chemical reaction in the bedspread, which led me into this dissolution matter of subatomic, or...
He's even a nerd in his dream, too.
Yeah, he really is.
What are you doing in here in my dissolved subatomic...
You're dreaming, Mark.
Oh.
We're in your dreams.
Yeah, we started off dreaming, but we came over and checked out your dream, and your dream was so dry and boring and overwhelming, it sucked us in. And after a nice chat with Trotsky, Zsa Zsa Gabor, and David Hasselhoff.
All three of whom we have in this bag right here.
And really? Who have glass jaws?
They all have. Well, Zsa Zsa, I'm not too sure about. Yeah. Actually hit her with a brick. Could have been a Formica jaw.
Okay, well, I'm really relieved to know that I didn't wet my pants, because I was hoping to have that pretty well sorted out.
You stopped doing that around 8, didn't you?
The years from 5 to 8 are lies of my brother, and I discovered that my mother would actually reward me if I didn't pee in my pants. And so I was actually strategically deploying in order to get things. Anyway, that's neither here nor there. What are you doing in my dream?
Well,
I'm awake in my dream! This sucks!
Wait, so what does that mean? What are you doing in real life?
I have no idea.
Maybe you're just pacing around your apartment.
Cut to real life. F-
Father! Fear. Father! Desire. Father!
Cut to dream. I'm kind of nervous about what might be going on in real life.
It turns out you're a hack poet when you're awake and when you're sleeping. You should be writing this stuff down.
Really?
Yeah. We've seen you, man. One time you fell asleep.
Yeah.
But you're awake.
Yeah.
It's really bizarre.
It's a bad scene. Well, listen, we got this huge test, though.
Uh-huh.
We need your help. Maybe you can enlist the characters in your dream and in the deep corners of your disturbed psyche to help us get an A on this test.
Yeah, wait, we could let Trotsky out and we could just keep him up here writing our paper while we're all at the show.
Okay.
Can you talk Trotsky into doing that? I'm going to let him out of the bag.
I mean, if you have a test on Trotsky, you figure who better an authority than the man himself.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, why not? All right, let him out of the bag.
Come here, Trotsky.
Here.
Oh, Hasselhoff was fighting to get out, but I got him.
Be with you guys in a second. God, I'm kind of worried. I mean, what they were saying about poetry and all, I mean, that my sleep self out there in the real world could be doing anything. Just totally ruining my reputation as an artist, which I hold above all other things, shunning human contact as I do. Gotta corral that somehow.
Cut to the real world. Look, what do you want? Okay, you can't just wander into a Wendy's and start spouting Marxist philosophy. I don't know what this is, but...
No! Restraint never! Uncle! Echoes of father!
Hey, man, I just want a big bacon classic.
All right,
can we move this along?
Yeah, hey, look, what do you want?
You stand in way. Now, mother representation... Kill!
Dude, look at him. He wet his pants.
He totally wet his pants.
Cut to dream. I've just got to summon whatever representation it is out of my sleep self back to this world, get it all under control, and, I don't know how you do that exactly. Tantric meditation, except turn the other knob and then flip the switch and then...
Well, we're gonna do this.
Hey, look, there's two marks. But one's got a frosty.
Whoa.
Which got a frosty? Other Mark? And which one's the real Mark?
Father! Hey, guys, he's pointing at Trotsky. Kill him!
Hey, which one is the real Mark?
Who do we trust?
I don't know which one's the real Mark.
It's just kind of like those teary episodes of the shows when the dog has two owners that love it very much and have come to own it at some point in the show.
Or like the series finale of My Two Dads.
Yeah, where they're just calling the kid's name and he has to run to whichever one it loves the most.
Which one of you is the real Mark? Two marks enter, one mark leaves.
I don't feel particularly real. I don't know about him.
What about you, other Mark?
No more restraint, father!
That's the real Mark.
That's the real
one. That's the real Mark.
Scared this other loser.
Let's kick the crap out of him. Take that, not real Mark. Alright, hey, look, Mark. Mark, put your frosty down, Mark. Come on, we gotta go do the show. Trotsky.
Yes.
Stay here and write our paper on you.
All right.
Yeah, write two ones, completely different in scope and perspective.
Yes.
About yourself.
How's your grammar? Should I toss in any
He's
errors?
Not very good with the past tense.
I'm kind of casual.
All right.
I try to use big words, but I often use the wrong ones.
Eric's faux formal.
Yes. Okay, Mark, let's go to the show. Come on. We'll just all jump back into, where we were studying.
I suppose we can leave the body of the dead Mark here in the dream world.
You go on ahead! Be right there!
Mark was never this perky.
This guy's really happy.
He's never this kind of, boisterous.
Yeah, or, coherent. That was a pretty coherent sentence. Straightforward syntax. And
interesting. I didn't sense any sarcasm or bitterness.
Representation, Stalin, good distrust.
Guys, look out for that. That's not me. That other me isn't me. It's a giant penguin in disguise. He's going to get Trotsky.
Okay, that... But see, I have my doubts about this Mark as well.
Me too.
Does anyone know exactly what's in the back of my head?
Oh, no.
Oh, jeez.
It feels like an ice skate.
It's something like an ice skate. Oh, how are you going to fall for the same thing twice, Leon? Two times now.
Again?
Twice. Stuff jammed in the back of your skull.
Well, I don't know, guys.
You really should be more careful.
Oh, no. Come here, Mark with a frosty. Come here. Come here. Oh, look, he really is a giant penguin in disguise.
See, I always had my feelings about that, though.
What do you have to say for yourself, giant penguin?
Yes. Yes.
All right, he's a communist penguin.
Yeah.
I'm going to flick his beak. Dunk. How'd that feel, communist penguin? All right, I'm going to pull it off. How'd that feel?
Hmm.
That's what I thought. Mark, you feeling okay over there?
Well,
I'm sorry we beat you like a redheaded stepchild, but
that was kind of, that was
sure
rude.
Which one you were.
Being rejected in favor of giant murderous penguins is actually fairly
like
emblematic
you.
Of my life. I'm not taking.
Oh,
it
look at the martyr! Look, laugh for me. You beat me up and thought I was a penguin. Let's go to the show.
Yeah.
Come on, we'll buy you a milkshake. We're sorry.
All right. Well, how do we get out of here?
Back through the goo, I would assume. Maybe the quickest route is back to our dreams.
Yeah, because you're here, but you're not there anymore. So you're all here.
Yeah.
That's weird. Yeah, let's just push through the goo and head back to where we are.
Does that mean that Wendy's experienced this like huge freaky scene in which Mark just disappeared and dematerialized?
With a frosty?
Made some customers pretty happy.
Cut to Wendy's. So how's that big bacon classic?
Awesome.
Good, good.